And now it's time for another edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides. It's going to be the May 4th, 2023 edition. However, we are flashing back to February 16th, 1996, because your poor overworked host here is trying to be less overworked. And this is kind of just a very brief introduction. On the contemporary scene, I want people to be aware that tomorrow, up to 5 o'clock, is the last time you're going to be able to register with the coastal commissions and oppose the oversized vehicle ordinance, which the city is trying to, I wouldn't say sneak through, but slide through, with, unfortunately, the consent of the local, what we call it, IS, enforcement division of the Coastal Commission, which is actually hand in glove or head up ass in collusion with the city itself, trying to accommodate the city while essentially ignoring the needs of the poor folks and the folks who live in their RVs. We were able to beat this back twice last summer, and then also back in 2015 or 2016 when I appealed it, and it was pushed by another reactionary council member, Rochelle Naroyan. So I encourage you to get online and to go to the Coastal Commission website, look up California Coastal Commission. It'll send you there. Then you go to, once you reach the site, you go to the, you click on agendas, and then you go to the Thursday session. You'll be presented with three different days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You go to Thursday's session, and it is item 12B, I believe, double-checking. Yeah, application for oversized vehicle parking restrictions. And you click on the public comment, but you must do this before Friday, 5 p.m. That's Friday, May 5th. That's tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the normal broadcast time of the 4th. So do that. Write your concerns, and of course the OVO, the problem with it is it discriminates against homeless people and is really a thinly veiled attempt to get homeless people out of town while not really providing necessary accommodations and impacting severely the diversity of town, the justice with which homeless people are treated who have no option but to live in their vehicles, since the city itself admits it cannot accommodate a majority of the homeless folks generally, and I would say it also can't accommodate a majority of the folks in their vehicles, though I don't have the stats to back that up. Well, we were derelict in not getting enough surveying done, but then again, the city didn't present documentation of the numbers of homeless people in RVs either. They just went on simply flat assertion. We're the city, we say this, you should do it, and they got the Coastal Commission's local go-to boys to go for that, as they did before, but the Coastal Commission saw through it, particularly with the help of the ACLU and the Disability Rights Coalition and Reggie Meisler. So go to the website, support the rights of folks. It might be someone you know soon, if it isn't already, who live in their vehicles.